the great George Strait. Blue Clear Sky, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. It is 9:25. It is Wednesday, which means got to check in with our friends at OSBTI in Breckenridge. Got Rizzy on the phone with me this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, it is National Exercise with Your Kids going on right now, and OSBTI is getting in on this. Rizzy, what's happening with this?
Yeah, so I just have some tips for becoming more active as a family. I know summer has been busy, and I hope everyone is able to get outside and be active with them. But if you do have free moments with the kids, it is a great way to get active and move. So just a little reminder on how to become more active with your family. One would be set a specific activity time. Determine time slots that you guys can get together during the week and do some physical activity. Taking the dog for a walk. Maybe playing a little baseball or wiffle ball game with your kids. Maybe trying to pick up another basketball and see if you can do what you have done when you were little. You know, just being active with your kids. And then I even notice when I am active with my kids tend to open up a little bit more and want to talk a little bit more versus when you just ask them a question throughout the busy time of the day. They just sit there and, I don't know, or maybe, or, you know. So as we get more active, they tend to open up a little bit more, too, as well. Include work around the house. So yard work, active chores, raking, weeding, planting, vacuuming. That is also helpful to be more active. Use what is available. So finding things that you do have around the house, but then also find out in the community. We have so many bike paths, walking paths. Maybe take a little adventure and try out each one for a summer and set that as a goal. Or try something new with the kids. Off of YouTube, you can find so many virtual classes off of YouTube that you can try, like a yoga class together, or maybe a dance class or strength training. There's so much that you can search off of the internet and utilize that if the kids want to be on their tablets or on their computers. You can utilize that. And then also kind of make sure and plan for weather conditions. And one thing is, I know it's hard with the Olympics right now, but try to turn off that TV. I know it's easy to just sit down and do it, but if you can right away, turn it off, and that may maybe even motivate both parents and kids to get outside.
Unplug, and definitely a great bonding tool, and talk about making great memories. Rizzy, if people need more information about exercising and being active with your kids, what is your number at OSBTI? 641-7725. Fantastic. Rizzy, always great to talk with you. We'll touch base again next Wednesday, okay?
All right, thank you.
You bet. That is Rizzy at OSBTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Tuesday at Minnesota's Farm Fest, I had a chance to visit with the chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, Tom Hegg.
It was a couple of years ago. It was the Commodity Classic in Orlando. That was before the last one we did in Houston. So this tells you how long ago it was. And you were still president of the National Corn Growers Association. Mick and I talked to you there.
Right.
And we were just, you know, I think you even said it on the air. You were a little uneasy about the farm bill. We're still talking about the same farm bill that hasn't been passed
yet.
We
are still talking about that, Eric. And
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years. You know, they were very optimistic that they were going to try to get something in September of my last month of being president.